escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rise Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Phil, say something to him." He'd just look at me, roll his eyes like the Undertaker, go, "Oh, Matthew."
Pete.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fatboy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3.
The planet.
This gentleman contacted Fatboy on. He slid into Fatboy's DMs yesterday.
Ooh, do tell.
He's got to be anonymous.
Okay.
I told him he could be.
All right. So.
That's not what his Instagram says.
Anonymous. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll just make sure that I don't say something I should or should not. All right. So somebody, they want to stay anonymous and something heavy that needs to get off his chest. So we agreed on that. And we won't even say any locations or anything, just a place to vent perhaps. So anonymous, you're on. What's up?
Hey, thanks for letting me do this. I know this is going to sound bad, but I literally do not have anyone else to talk to. I can't tell my friends what I want to say because they tell their wives and
Amen. It
100%
yeah.
get back to my wife.
Oh.
And I just think that would be a disaster.
Isn't that weird where you become couples friends, whether it's your friend and his wife with your wife or, you know, vice versa. And just friends. But you know that if it starts off, it's your friend and then your wife and his wife start to become buddies too, yeah. That relationship dynamic changes so much.
It's like the John Mulaney joke. You don't have friends. You have a wife who has friends who have husbands.
That's it, man. I mean, that's literally what it is.
That is
so,
your group.
I can totally feel you on that. So what is it you, because we're doing, you know what? How great does it feel that you would buy a direct message changed an entire hour of this show, and we only get four.
So that's all we get.
Yeah, we only get four a day, and we've given this one to you, sir. So, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'm just at a crossroads right now in my life.
Great song.
Yeah. I don't know. So, look. I love my wife. I do. She's an amazing person.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Here it comes.
Dude, it's like them bumper stickers. I love my wife. You know, you've seen those, and like, there it is, Crossroads. Yeah. For those of you listening on the podcast later, Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony's playing, so Imagine that, if you will.
So good. Miss Monkle Jojo.
You've seen the bumper stickers say, I love my wife. And to me, I feel like, you cheated on her, and you're like, I'll do anything. I want you to put a bumper sticker on your car that says you love me. and go to work with it and drive around with it. I mean, I never see any. I love my husband's. I'm proud of my smart kid that got on A's, honor roll and all this stuff, or blah, blah, blah. Never I love my husband.
Well, it might be like on a punch bug.
And don't take that out of context later, me saying that I love my husband. Now, Anonymous, back to this, so I will not jump in quite as much anymore. You love your wife. You really do. What's the problem? There's something here.
I mean, look, she's an amazing person, but just physically, she fell apart. I mean, it's not good of me, and it's definitely shallow on my part, but I don't know. I just feel like a complete jerk for even saying that, but it's just true.
Oh, like
that is it's pretty brutal honesty.
Gosh.
You know, it's weird in life. People say, oh, you know what? I respect so-and-so because they always say what they're thinking. And the people that say that are the people that agree with what that guy or girl said that say that. If you disagreed with him, you'd say, he says what he thinks too much.
He's right. He couldn't tell anybody else.
But, like, how long have you been feeling this?
Oh, it's just... I don't know. It's just been too long to count. It's been pretty miserable. I hate to say it, but when we're out with other couples, you know, like mostly going out with her friends, she is by far like the worst looking of them all. Like I think they hang out with her because they feel bad for her or something. And I'm just,
God,
I'm over here. Yeah. I'm just feeling jealous as hell.
I think Fatboy's dying at the fact you're saying this.
That's
even
so
though you're anonymous. Like, but I mean, look, that's fine. That's fine.
I mean, that's a lot, you know, but like you got preferences, you got to be happy. I mean, you're honest about it for sure, but a lot of people aren't. I give you that.
Well, my God. I mean,
why did you marry her? You're not attracted to her.
I mean, she's just got like amazing qualities, like an amazing listener. You know, she's funny too. There's just so much I can say, and she still is. She still is those things. It's just, I don't know. It's just been one of those things that has been on my mind for a very long time, and I guess it just feels better getting this out in the open.
Have you? I'm sure. Yeah, wait till we read somebody's text to you. I mean, for real, like, I don't know where to even start. Like, you're going to get some sympathy from people like Fatboy, although I think in his heart, Fatboy is playing a character of sorts right now. Like, down deep,
I think more people are going to relate than they want to admit to it, at least to their friends.
Right. I mean, that doesn't make it easier, though. Like, are you planning to leave her? Like, is that where this is going ultimately? Because, you know, you don't think she's attractive anymore? God bless.
Oh, I mean, I doubt it. If I'm just going to be honest, I completely doubt it. I mean, if it happens naturally, I there's probably going to be a part of me that won't try to stop it, but I don't want to initiate that. At this point, I think it just becomes a question of how much am I willing to lose, maybe just on the financial front, just to get some peace of mind. You know, I just don't know where I am with that. It's hard to think
so I guess
about that.
You guys have been together for a little bit, and it's like a steady decline over the years? Or?
And did you, like, have a body change? Like, did you start giving a damn and start getting in shape, and now you're like, oh, I could – you subconsciously, you're like, I could get better than this. I mean, seriously, I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I have been, I mean, because of, like, medical stuff, I've been eating better the last, like, maybe 5-10 years. So I think, you know, with that comes, like, running and stuff like that and just trying to take more care of my body. So I don't think it's anything drastic, but, you know, I've definitely been taking care of myself like that.
We know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be around the friend group. One of the girls in the friend group is going to have a slip up, maybe a fight with a husband. Going to turn to you. You're going to end up cheating on your wife with her friend.
Yeah.
Because you don't like her
anymore.
Or
they could blackmail you that with that. They could say, hey, by the way, Charlie told me what you told him about Alyssa. I'm trying to think of ambiguous.
Or they'll use this against you.
You know what's going to happen is you're going to dump her, and she's going to move on, and she's going to look better and find a better man. Because you know what? Pretty is pretty does.
Oh, God bless.
So, like, he said if she moved on, it'd take two
trips.
Yeah,
she's going to find a guy that respects her and loves her.
Is that, like, just say, I mean, God knows you have no issue with saying this, but did she, is it a weight gain or, like, her face got wrinkled? I mean, like, what is the big complaint here?
I mean, it's like a bit of, it's a bit of weight gain. It's like,
And how many kids? She's,
No, it's just
we
never had kids. It's just the two of us. No.
Do you feel like she's? I don't want to say, not that she's stupid, but do you feel like she's kind of trailed? You feel like she's trailed off as far as like, I don't want to say trying to keep up mentally, but like you know, like if you don't always try to stay on top of everything, you just kind of let stuff slide, and you're like, you know, I don't care, whatever. Kind of like a laissez-faire type attitude about life, like that. That could turn you off too, as far as. No zest to learn, I guess
you'd I didn't say. Know you knew any French other than bidet.
Well, como esta, garçon?
I don't speak...
How about that? But you make her sound like she's like some gross, like...
Yeah, but like, I mean, like...
Fat woman.
And I know, I appreciate you listening to the show. I do. And I appreciate you wanting to do this. I do. And I respect your thought process. I do. But you sound like the biggest ass, comma, 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 hole. And I spelled that with a W. So, I mean, you're a dirtbag. I mean, you are. Like,
he did just want to vent, though. Like, he's not telling her this.
Yeah, but he's anonymous. But, like, I mean, oh, and I know that you're not calling from right around where we live, but, like, we do very well in ratings, and I'm just saying, like, somebody's going, you imagine, like, what, if it got back to her and she heard this?
It will.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to get back
like,
to her.
That is, you could have wrote an email or something, like, that's, I don't think very much of you, and I don't, if you disagree or, you know, have issues with me saying that, I get that too, but.
I feel sorry for you that you're so vain.
I think what he did is he got started working out better and thought, oh, I can get better than this now, because women are maybe looking at you now.
I'll applaud your honesty because I feel like people feel this but will never say it.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things you think and you shouldn't say, and you applaud this guy for saying it.
And he's probably...
Yeah, because, you know, like, a lot of people just put up with it, and they'll live with it.
And there's so many guys out there that think they're so hot right now, and they look like garbage. I'm just going to say it. You know, just because you're working out...
I look over here!
I'm not! I'm just saying...
You know what? If you feel better, then I guess it was all for it.
Yeah, that made you feel better saying your wife was ugly now? Did he hang up? Okay, you there? All right, kiss off then. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, here we go. Let's read some of these texts.
Yeah, I feel sorry for his wife.
I mean, I do. Like, and it's not the
fact
that...
Thank you, Matt.
I wasn't a mama's boy. I mean, I loved both parents equally. I am the father of a daughter, so that could maybe lend to it. But also, like, I'm not a dickhead in that regard. In some ways, probably. here's a text. This person signed it with their name, and I can look at the number and know it's not the Travis in Bowling Springs that I know. Y'all acting shocked, but he's just saying, wow, fat boy, sounds like you texted it. He's just saying what a lot of men are scared to say. Attraction does matter. At least he's not cheating on her or lying about it. I respect his honesty. My God.
I mean, he's going to. It's going to lead to that. If they stay together.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Poor guy. No, this is the one where I know this is misspelled, but let's just have fun with it. Poor guy must be hard being so swallow you drown in a puddle. I believe the word was shallow that Debbie meant to say. Must be hard being so shallow. But she said swallow, and the point was taken.
Yeah, it's like a challenged haiku.
Also, if you would put like the city you're texting in. I mean, if you want to be all private and everything, fine. But like, I think it's fun for us to kind of see where people are texting from. Let me get this straight. He's mad his wife doesn't look like her hot friends. Tell him to post a picture of himself or send it to y'all guys. I bet he's no Helmsworth either.
Yeah.
God.
Probably not.
Clay.
I'm very surprised at how this dude's getting slaughtered.
There's people on text that agree with him. Tell me to shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up when I'm talking
to you. Stop picking on him.
Shut up.
You're not
hot
either,
babe. Yeah, I read all the
page.
Ones where people were. No, there's not one.
Oh my God. You want to hear it? You want to see it?
Do it. I was going to show you.
Go down there.
I was going to highlight it for you.
Well, that's just a hater.
See?
I mean, yeah, I know. Mute him.
No, I don't
mute
do that.
Mutesville.
I let them hate me.
She's a glutton for it. She likes it. It's like her BDSM type.
Was it that we should get a Nirvana song made by
hate
Dan?
Hate me today. Yeah.
Hate me, friend.
It really doesn't bother me.
Well, you keep mentioning it like it does. Let's go to P1 Benji Mac. I will play favorites. Benji Mac, good morning.
Man, first in line. I'm killing it.
Yes, you are. I mean, I've said that. I'm not supposed to show any kind of favoritism, but if I see one that I know is going to be good, I take it. So don't make me regret this, Benjamin.
T1 Ben Dousherbag, we'll get to him in a minute. But Doug, you got to go way back for that one.
Mm-hmm.
So the P1 legalize it guy, I was trying to get to him yesterday, the guy that called in having an issue with his kids.
Yeah.
I was trying to reach out to him yesterday, but I wanted to tell him, and I hope he's listening today, to contact the Tim Tebow Foundation. I was listening to a podcast with Sean Ryan, and Tim Tebow was on it, and I can't stand Tim Tebow. I'm a Georgia fan, and Tebow cries about everything, but the foundation that he's got going on for that type of stuff is absolutely amazing. I mean, if you get a chance to listen to that podcast, it'll change your opinion on Tim Tebow, and I think that could help him out with the situation he's going through. But on the other note, if homeboy's so snatched and looks so good, and maybe he should talk his wife into going to the gym with him. I mean, women have kids, and age and you look different. I mean, damn, I weigh 129 or 229 pounds now. I was like a 140 when my wife and I got married. So I mean, I get it, I understand, but
yeah.
Badass.
Yeah. You having a yard sale? I need to buy some of your shorts.
Dang it. You know what? We should figure out a way. They do baby clothes like that. Why don't we do like fat guy clothes? Clothes?
Yeah,
what?
The big and tall.
Yeah, it's like a big trade night with all fat guy clothes.
I know women trade dresses for events. Why don't you all trade shorts?
That's all it would be with shorts and plain
shirts.
Shorts and t-shirts. So the only other advice I've got for Dalsherbog there would be from Baby Billy, and that's go outside, nerd.
Yeah.
Go on now.
That's go
true.
On now.
Thank you, Benji. Right as he said that, though, I'm assuming this is a woman. Again, we don't get little gender things on there to let us know. And they probably don't allow that, do they?
Can't ask.
If my husband told me I needed to start going to the gym with him, that instantly tells me he's no longer happy with the way I look. That's from, I assume, a woman or a gay man.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I wish you would have told us how long they were together and how old they both are. That would have had like more context.
Oh, we didn't even get in the text about it. I can tell you why you don't have kids. He doesn't sound like he's into women. That's one of the texts we got.
Okay.
Let's go to Misty. Misty, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a comment for the anonymous douchebag that just called.
Yeah, I do. I just want to say, you know, it's not fair to her. He needs to just man up. Admit he's miserable. It doesn't matter. He's just making excuses. You know, that's just what he's grasping at. He's saying, oh, well, it's the weight, it's the looks. He's just grasping. He's miserable.
Yeah.
So, man up. Let her move on. She's probably miserable, too. She's probably not being treated the way she should be treated by him.
He's also a keeping up with the Joneses kind of guy, because he kept saying, oh, her friend, my friend's wives are hotter.
Yeah.
You know?
He's probably verbally abusive to her, and she can do better.
Will she, though? Some people like that. They're glutton for
Misty, what is Misty short for?
Everything. I left.
Is Misty short for anything? Like mysticism?
Well. Mystical, is that your right?
She got offended and hung up.
Yep.
I was named after the popular brand of cigarettes, guys. It's funny you ask.
I'm long and skinny.
I'm long and skinny.
And I smell good.
My God. Yeah, this guy is getting, I don't want to use the word crucified because that's not cool.
That's what's so good about giving the platform, you know, just what if you agree with it or not.
Yeah.
He feels better. And we get stuff in return. You get to roast him.
You know, I can understand if he'd say, well, she's not the way she used to look. I want to help her. Anybody give her any suggestions? But to say that her friends are better than her is kind of cruel. That's a judgment. You know what I mean?
She's the ugliest by far.
So that's him. That's it. That he probably feels that way about his car, or we don't have people at our house because their houses are nicer.
Yes. I think he has a crush on one of her friends.
Today's All Advice Hour brought to you by the letter P for Pickle Park. So the letter P.
What's up, Edith?
Pickle Park.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I mean, this is years of people correcting me.
Emails.
So I say email, even though email sounds right. That's what Fat Boy just ordered from Amazon, an email.
He did?
Yeah. I said, no, female.
Scary. Female.
All right.
The F doesn't work.
Whatever.
This first
Whatever
one is from the same person. Again, Fat Boy is going to play a small clip of what this woman, allegedly the woman that's talked about in this call, referring to. This is tough.
I mean, look, she's an amazing person, but just physically, she fell apart. I mean, it's not good of me, and it's definitely shallow on my part, but I don't know. I just feel like a complete jerk for even saying that, but it's been pretty miserable. I hate to say it, but when we're out with other couples, you know, like mostly going out with her friends, she is by far, like, the worst looking of them all. Like, I think they hang out with her because they feel bad for her or something. And I'm just over here. Yeah, I'm just feeling jealous as hell.
Am I hearing the chair in here or the chair in the clip?
I don't know. I heard you laughing when he said his wife was ugly.
Yeah, I mean, look, who expected to hear, you know, him just flat out
say it? Did kind of catch you off guard. You did put on the little phone log here. You're like, barn burner. And I didn't know what it was for.
Because I don't have flame emojis over here. Did she send a picture by chance?
You got the email. That's your world.
I don't get all of them, so I didn't know if you got a separate one or.
Well, so there's two emails. Damn it. It's going to be in my head now.
I'm sorry.
It's two different pieces of communication from the same person. Here's the first one right here, and this one's tender. I mean, this absolutely sucks. The subject is, if you ever wondered why I gave up, I believe this is written toward her husband, but sent to us. Hey, you'll probably never read this, but if you do, I hope you can at least pretend to hear me for once. I know I'm not the woman you married. I'm not stupid. I see the way you look at me, or maybe more accurately, the way you don't look at me anymore. And I hear the little sighs and the silence and the shame when someone wants to take a picture and you step to the side like I'm not even in the shot. You think I don't notice it, but I do, and I always have. And yeah, I've let myself go. I'm tired, like, all the time. I'm not 25 anymore, and unlike you, I didn't just, air quotes, be married. I had to raise kids, too, two of them. Not yours, but you married all three of us, remember? There's no time for Pilates. Oh, it's Pilates, damn it. Pilates. Pilates or hair appointments when I'm wiping noses, helping with math homework, and trying to hold down a job so we don't drown in bills. Haven't had a full night's sleep since 17. And no, I don't always try because trying got me nowhere. I was exhausted before I even got out of bed. I'm not writing you this to love me again. I know I'm not your type anymore. If I ever was, I'm writing this so maybe, just maybe, you'll understand I didn't stop being beautiful. You just stopped seeing me that way.
That's the truth. Boom.
Then 17 minutes later, the same email address. I am going to redact part of this because she mentions the city. It does match up from where he was calling from, so that's why I think it's legit. And also, who would take their time to write this if it was not? Hey, Matt Man, Fat Boy, and Paige. I listened to your show. Anonymous was my husband. I recognized his voice immediately. Hearing him say that I'm, quote, by far the ugliest one out loud, it broke something in me. Not because it's new, but because he said it to the world. I guess he never thought I'd hear it too. I have a lot of clients that listen to your show. Okay, this is a part I will not read. I have two kids. He married all of us. And somewhere along the way, well, life got heavy. And yeah, I've let myself go a little bit. But not because I stopped caring. It's because I ran out of energy. Between working, raising apparently my kids, and keeping a home together, I didn't have time to be your fantasy woman. He says that he loves me, but I think he loves who I used to be, not who I've become just to survive life. I'm not asking for any sympathy here. I just wanted people to hear my side of it. He did not mention that I have two kids. I gave birth to two kids. Maybe next time, ask your wife or husband, misspelled, why she or he's tired before you go on a podcast and call her ugly. And it's signed her.
I remember him saying no kids. No kids were involved.
He specifically, because that's one thing I you it is not her. Ass kissing or blowing smoke. It's like if somebody said that about their wife, maybe weight gain or not in the same, I'm like, how many kids she have? Because
it's important.
It's very important because, like, it's not like you get to slide by. If you did, it goes to show, like, that body has done some stuff.
You carry a baby for 9 months and see how you feel.
I know.
And get it out of your little area. See how that feels.
It's called a vagina page.
Changes the dynamics. What I'm curious to know is she going to try to, they both got it off their chest. So
yeah, but not to each other, though. That's
yeah, but
the
see, they're not
thing.
Saying what they need to say face-to-face.
What, is she
going to
leave?
Really kind of cowardice.
Is she going to leave and say, you know what, I'm done? Is she going to, like, I feel like she sounds like the type that would try to fix it.
Well, how would you feel if you're with someone who doesn't find you attractive or act loving to you? Would you stay, Fat Boy?
Answer
that
honestly,
like,
and don't, like, as a man, Fat Boy answer.
No, as a man, I wouldn't stay, but a woman would stay. No, a woman definitely would stay.
For what purpose?
To try to fix it. Like, women are fixers.
How could you fix it?
I don't know, but she would
nothing.
Try.
You did nothing. It's on the other person.
Well, you know how women are. They're fixers. Like, she would definitely try to fix it.
You can't fix that. What? She could lose 1,000,000 pounds and he still wouldn't love her.
You can't fix stupid. I saw that on a shirt at Myrtle Beach.
He just fell out of love with her. That's what it is. He doesn't love her anymore.
This from the first email, like, this right here is, like, this is incredibly sad. She said...
Oh, please read it.
Just maybe you'll understand I didn't stop being beautiful. You just stopped seeing me.
That is a country song, and I feel like she stole it from somebody else.
I didn't stop being beautiful.
You know, I've dated...
Just stopped seeing me. No wait in the truck.
I've dated handsome men, but they become very ugly when you see how they behave.
Yeah, that's the whole, like, you know, beauty female is. Introspective point. Like, a guy's just going to say, like, you know, look, she hit the wall.
Yeah, you're good looking, but you're so into yourself. That's all you do is talk about yourself and your bodybuilding or whatever you're doing. But what do you really do?
I would love to find out how they met also. Because you remember several months ago, right at the first of the year, I had a short-term Tinder account. And I think you get... I mean, I had the free one or whatever. Like, I didn't have, you pay extra, you can put more pictures on there. I purposefully put two pictures on there that.
One from this side, one from
this side. No, I put that were just not like all the, like a headshot style picture or I just put regular pictures up there because, you know, if you put up like a headshot, and when I say that, it's not any kind of celebrity way, like you work at BMW, if you have a bio on your company website, you probably have a headshot.
You LinkedIn?
Yeah, you need it.
You LinkedIn or whatever. Putting that up, like, I'm saying don't advertise your, and I'm not saying this is her fault at all, but I'm saying we judge every person by their social media profile, and we only who puts bad pictures on there? You put the best of the best. Nowadays, probably ran through humpteen filters.
Guys, dude.
Since I have severe, I feel for this woman because I'm going through something like that where I get maybe 3-4 hours of sleep a day, and it's hard when you don't feel good and you're just trying to get through life, working, taking care of children, and then you come home and you don't have anybody giving you any support system or love is kind of hard to deal with.
We never found out how long they were together. That's a big thing too.
He didn't say that yesterday.
No,
I can't remember if he did or
but
not.
But she'll find somebody else, and then he'll realize, wow, the best thing that I ever had just walked out the door because I'm an idiot, and I'm letting her go with, and losing my kids.
You know what's going to happen.
He didn't claim them kids. That's a big telltale right there, man. That was straight up asked, how many kids? None. We don't have kids. She does. What?
She's going to find another guy who's going to simp to her. And then she's not going to respect him. And she's going to be like, well, this guy's going to, you know, blow my ego up and tell me what I want to hear every day.
But why is it called a simp if a guy treats a woman like a princess or, you know?
I don't know, but, like, that's the exact definition.
What's wrong with that? I mean,
because we don't.
A simp?
Because women, you know, in Paige, you said it before, and women mean it on various levels, but women want a bad boy.
Oh, I love bad men. But the bad guys are the ones that are the most romantic and sweetest.
If I'm up.
They're the ones that...
What defines bad, though?
Bad is like, you're just like, the things that you do. Like
tattoos, you kick animals, you break the
law. No, they don't hurt animals. That's a deal breaker. They're just like, you know, they're doing... They're something...
They hitchhike on trains.
If I'm in the kitchen, I would not get my wife a soda because I don't want to look as a simp. So I don't do it.
My husband was kind
of
like,
you're full of bull crap. Full of crap.
Okay, the situation with the snake.
I get myself too.
With the rattlesnake. And I was like, oh my God, call 911. And my husband says, baby, I am 911.
I'll kill
that
snake.
I like guys like that.
I will choke that snake out with my snake.
I'll tie his tail in a knot.
That's a badass.
My snake is bigger than, and mine don't peel.
I can literally jerk his tail in a knot right now.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.